Each year's legislative session carries with it the hopes of a great many people, with the promise that pressing issues will be addressed and solutions created. And inevitably, each session has its successes and its disappointments. As this year's session wrapped up, political analyst and conversation contributing editor Neil Milner shared his report card for the legislature with Catherine Cruz.
Well, it's a hard one to grade because they stuck their necks out a little bit. But they stuck their necks out in ways that we're not sure is going to work very well. One, because it's a very uncertain area, and that's the homeless. And the other, because the amount of money that they threw into the affordable housing, as big as it is by legislative standards, is still so far short of what the problem is. There's no way they could really fund much more feasibly. But overall, I think it was a hardworking legislature. There weren't too many unpleasant surprises at the end when that black box closes and then something comes out. So I guess I would give it a B.
I did check with Common Cause, and I know they were concerned because we saw all those gut and replace bills happening pretty fast. But they said at the end of the day, it wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be. So it was a mixed bag for them as far as what got through and what they actually crafted.
Sure. Well, at the end of the day for them right now is a metaphor. We won't know the end of the day until real end of the day when everybody closes up and goes home. But the fact that Common Cause says this and is very concerned about transparency, I don't think they're lowering the bar. I think that this is just part of the legislative norms. That doesn't mean it should be that way, but it does mean that it's very difficult to change because it's one of the ways, for better or for worse, that the legislature does business. And it's not very transparent, and I'm not defending it. I'm just explaining why it's there.
Right, and I know I did check with the Ethics Commission as well, and the executive director said, well, we just had housekeeping bills mainly, but none of the ethics things passed, which is surprising because you think if it wasn't very controversial, then, what's the big deal? But at the end of the day, for the Ethics Commission, as far as ethics, there were some bills that were they were concerned about. I think one was the disclosure, financial disclosure.
Yeah, financial disclosure, that's right. The trouble with ethics bills generally is that despite the fact that they get some people's intense interest, they really don't have much of a constituency. And we don't have the kind of scandals that really carry over to a great deal. And so you have a momentary concern. You have some groups that are always concerned about ethics, are always concerned about things, but that normally they don't carry enough so that the legislature really has to worry about them very much. The legislature is never very interested in doing too much to change its own ethics.
There was a concern, too, about the sexual harassment.
That turns out the Senate has something that's still okay from the past. But as I understand the House, the House, you still report it to the Speaker of the House. So let's use an example that's not hypothetical. If you were sexually harassed by Joe Suki, say, 5 years ago, you would have to report that harassment to, drum roll, Joe Suki.
A little tricky.
A little tricky. It's not tricky at all. You have to go to the person who harassed you. It's formidable, but it's not tricky. It's a simple procedure. I think that's going to be changed. The legislature, one of the legislative norms here, and you see it on other kinds of bills, you certainly see it on paid family leave, which was punted down the road. They're very cautious about changing things quickly. This may be, as Chad Blair said, a progressive session for the legislature, but there is this norm of gradualism and of concern of not making changes very quickly, especially if something is controversial. So it doesn't surprise me that they did that, but it doesn't look very good.
And I'm not real clear, but I would think, too, that if it's just their own rules, couldn't they just change the rules as opposed to passing a bill?
I suppose they could. Sure, they could. You're right. These are legislative rules. They have their own procedures. That's why the Senates are different than the House, because the Senate has its own procedure. This is the equivalent of what Congress used to have, and I guess still does, this kind of really crummy procedure that makes it very hard for people to come forward because there are big obstacles there.
Highlights, low points?
Well, the highlights are, I think, what everybody's talking about, which are also the same huge problems and with the same uncertainties. The first one is homeless. At the last minute, without really people knowing that this was going to happen. The legislature put a ton of money into the homeless issue, and I'm not even talking here about affordable housing, which is also a homeless issue. They put a lot of money into these Ohana zones, they call them, their safe zones, which here are really just a one-off. I mean, we've had private sector developing them on the basis of great initiative. They seem to work okay. They didn't work very well on, what was it, the Big Island, where they were really not administered very well. The legislature has decided that they need to try something definitive and different. But it's very uncertain about whether these will work out. And it's also, since this is the state of Hawaii, the devil is in the details, like where you're going to put them. But at the same time, the legislature continued to put money, more money than the governor had asked for, in other kinds of things, including housing first. If you ask the governor would rather not do safe zones. If you ask the legislature, they're probably less interested in housing first, which, by the way, is an empirically proven program. The other area where there's the kind of, let's just say, a big move, whether it's a big win or not, I don't know, is all the money they put into affordable housing. They put $200 million in there, which surprised the heck out of a lot of other people. They did some infrastructure stuff. They didn't change the rent credit, the rent tax credit, for which has been around the same one since the 1980s. The trouble with the affordable housing thing is not so much what the legislature did, because it certainly some good things can come out of this. It's the difference between what they did and the incredible problem that affordable housing is. I mean, this barely touches it, and that's not the legislature's fault. It's not clear to me. In fact, it actually is clear to me that government cannot solve this problem. This is an inherent problem of scarcity and capitalism and land, and we can make little dents in it. And that's what they did here. And one of the things that they did is the subsidies to developers and to others that are working in this field to build them. What they did is they required more affordable housing, that is more down in the, you know, the lower income housing, 20%. But they also encouraged building housing that could be afforded by people who are making 140% of the median income. That comes out to a lot of money, but it's by no means rich. You're not rich at all. You're still pretty marginal. That comes out probably to about $3,000 a month that you would have to pay for rent or for mortgage. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money, and that's Hawaii, where you have the biggest disparity between median income and the rent, a market rent of a two-bedroom apartment of any city in the country. So you have to give them credit for that. It's a win, but it's like winning the first leg of the first mile of a 200-mile race, where the race may, in fact, increase to 210 miles as you get closer.
Right. And I know they also did not come to agreement on a way to collect money from places like Airbnb. It's a vacation rental issue.
You know, this is an interesting one, because look at the history of this. They've never been able to solve this at the city level or the county level, primarily because there's so much heat on both sides. And so no one really wants to stick their neck out in any kind of definitive way. That's been this problem at the state level also. The Senate and the House have different models here. So, I mean, do you think this is like a group of scientists who are suddenly going to have a eureka moment? They can't figure out a way to agree on it because they are pretty different.
Right. But the impact that has on housing.
Well, that's right. It does have an impact on housing. The Appleseed Foundation studies show that it has an impact on housing. I think we have to take a closer look at some of that also to see where the impact is and where the impact isn't. The Appleseed study was a kind of macro study.
Compilation.
Yeah, but you're right. So that's still another affordable housing issue. But we're nowhere closer to solving that one than we were before. That is to collect the tax revenue than we were before. So that was also kicked down the road.
Probably a low point then.
It's a low point, but they see that this is, you've been around long mm-hmm. enough to know this, and I used to do union negotiations, so I know what study groups means. When you can't work anything out, and you've got to mutually report something that's reasonably positive, you set up study groups. Now, you know, task forces, study groups, pardon my skepticism, but when you do this, you're generally saying we can't solve it and we don't know if we ever will. So they set up this task force, a study group on paid family leave. Paid family leave is very controversial because small business doesn't like it. I'm not so sure, and this they'll report back in 2 years. What is it that they're going to discover that's going to avoid the hard political decisions? The data
are out there.
What's changed? I mean, they know what the data is. They know their opposing views. They don't want to touch it yet. They're hoping it'll level off.
Okay, B grade for now.
B grade, yeah, well, B grade for now. But, I mean, mainly because they really did take on some of the other hard issues that they've been unwilling to do so in the past. And they did it at a time when the legislative leaders are opposing the sitting governor in the next election. And, you know, there wasn't the kind of nasty, well, there was public nastiness, but it doesn't seem to have affected what the legislature did.
At the end of the day. Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you, Neil Milner.
You're welcome.